I just wanna talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah, oh yeah.
Let her rip. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the We the Patriots podcast. My name is Andrew. I'm your co-host today alongside Mr. Salvatore, who is your main host, I should say. His face will probably look a little bit more familiar today, but we have a great guest here today. His name is Backflips and Bikes Kevin.
Is it again?
I know. That was quite on purpose. But it's going to be a wonderful show.
It's good. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show. Good vibes already. Good vibes already. I'm loving it. Well, I'm absolutely loving it. So what did you want to talk about today?
Dude, I didn't have anything planned, man. I'm just glad to have Kevin back on here, dude.
Pleasure to be back.
The first time he came on was probably my favorite show that we ever did. My favorite, just because of the content that we had, right? There's people that I had more in-depth conversations with, sure.
Yeah, but absolutely.
I mean, we got cut short because the battery died.
It was either your battery died or your SD card got filled. Yeah, we went audio only for a little bit, too.
If you all haven't noticed, here at We the Patriots podcast, we have constantly been working hard at making upgrades to all of our equipment and our location. If you haven't noticed, we are in a brand new location. It's my first time filming here.
It's my first time technically in the studio.
That's true.
We the Patriots.
We've been working really hard at this. This has been a long time in the making.
Absolutely.
And we're really upgrading our gear, looking into different editing softwares and just trying to make it a more user-friendly and nicer visual experience for everybody watching or listening if you're on Spotify or listening on a podcast format. So we really appreciate you guys sticking around for it. And
absolutely.
Lots of love.
I mean, if you can't tell, we are in a different room.
We are.
If you went over to Danny's show, if you noticed, Danny's Sport Talk, we did a little test run on this.
Yeah.
So you would have got a sneak peek. You went over there. But, I mean, we're here, gentlemen. And we're honestly doing it. I'm so happy that we got it.
Me too.
And now it doesn't look like I'm in my bedroom.
Even though it's like 10 feet that way.
Literally 10 feet that way. I can punch a hole through Lorenzo's room at the moment.
There you go.
But, dude, it's awesome, man. It's so good to have you guys here. So, so Kev, what have you been up to, dude? I know you've been doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, so since the last podcast, I've been pretty busy. I'm wrapping up school right now. I'm going to get my associates in welding.
Nice.
I'm actually going to follow up, keep doing more of the art stuff. So I'm actually repping my own brand now, Kawadi Customs. So after I get my associates in welding, I'm going to go down to Georgia, study visual effects and animation for a little bit.
Very nice.
And it's actually what I started going to school for after high school. And
when you went up to, was it Rochester?
But at the time, I just wasn't a big fan of school, was in a different mindset, needed to go out, do different things.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So I actually, and what we're, the main topic, what we're going to fall back to.
I had to show you that.
Yo. Kevin, where the hell were we, man? You hated school. You hated school.
So I went to Rochester. Wasn't in a good mindset for school. So I got into ROTC with the Army. Mm. So hated school. Really enjoyed what I was doing.
How did you like ROTC?
I liked it. So
how was that experience for you? Because you know, there's all the memes out there, the ROTC
kids. Yeah.
But I can only assume because when I was looking into Texas A&M, that was basically the only way I was going to make it affordable. Mm-hmm. If I did ROTC, and it would be about 20 grand a year instead of 50-something.
Yeah, which is still absurd.
It's absurd. Yeah. But for Texas A&M, you know, that's the only way basically everybody goes.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do it. So what was your experience there?
So I had a good experience. We had a master sergeant teaching the main class for pretty much like how to be an officer.
Sure.
So it's like it's an elongated form of a OCS, which is like Officer Candidate School. And I know that's at least for the Marine Corps, because that's what I'm currently in. If it's something different for Army, I'm not exactly sure on the terminology.
Okay.
But ROTC, did that with the Army. I I was enjoying the classes, liked what I was learning. We ended up going out to Fort Drum in New York to run an FTX, and we ran that in November, a few miles south of Canada, freezing rain and snowing, no sleep over a whole weekend, and I loved it. I had a great time. Shot on the rifle range, did land nav day and night, and I had a blast. And at the time, that's what I wanted to do.
And just keep going with it?
Yeah, just I wanted to go full gung-ho into the military. Mm-hmm. So my father was in the Marine Corps, and I didn't want to enlist. I wanted to enlist.
I remember you as a kid, you were like, I can't be like my dad. I didn't want to do it, but then you kind of...
No, actually, that is not true. I wanted to do it.
You did want to.
I wanted to be like my father.
He talked me out of it.
So I, same thing, I wasn't a fan of school in high school and all that. And like, come like junior year and all that stuff, like I didn't do any work on the ACTs, the SATs and stuff. My mother tried to get me to like do all the testing, and she brought me to the testing and stuff. And I told her, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't care about it. So took me to all this stuff. I didn't do it. Didn't care about it. And they were like, okay, what are you going to do with your life then? I'm like, I want to enlist. So father, he did it. He enlisted out of high school. He went into the Marine Corps, into the, he was a Harrier mechanic. So he was working in the air wings, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. So that was my plan, and he talked me out of it. So I ended up, the alternative is pretty much either military, you go get a straight job, or you go to college and you follow the generic path of what everyone else does. So that was the route I was going to do. I didn't have any idea of what I would go straight to a job for. So that wasn't going to happen. So I went to school, didn't like it, started dipping my feet into the military aspect. So college and military is ROTC. So started doing that, summarize it, loved it, hated school, dropped out, enlisted, went into the Marine Corps. So it took me a few years to get in. I had a, I've got hypothyroidism, so it's something I was born with. So I got to take a pill every morning just to keep my thyroid levels where they should be. So once all that stuff finally settled out, they took me like a year to get in, went down to boot camp, some stuff, shit hit the fan, I'll summarize it that way. Got discharged, re-enlisted into the reserves. So went through boot camp in 2021. 21, I shipped back out for the second time to Paris Island. And that's kind of where my, pretty much where my military career had its real start.
Right.
So boot camp, they, it was interesting.
Really?
It was interesting, but.
In what way? In a good way? In a bad way?
In a good way.
Okay.
So a lot of people, from my first experience, it was fucking hell. Not good.
I remember you telling me. Yeah. It was a night and day.
Yeah. But going back the second time, one, I was in a different mindset, having my toes already dipped in because I did a month on the island previously.
Sure.
And it helped out a lot. So I went down there pretty much knowing exactly what I was in for. So nothing was a shock. Nothing was new. I knew how to, like, hold myself. I knew how to hold my own. But the one thing where I really lucked out is my drill instructors were phenomenal. So
your second time around?
Second time around when I went back in 2021, the drill instructors that I had in my platoon were, couldn't ask for better ones, because they all had, they pretty much all had some kind of combat experience. So they knew what the, like the heart of the Marine Corps was. Like everything is pretty much in the military is based around the infantry, because that's,
yeah,
you can check out the new We the Patriots mini fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Sponsored by whoever we want to be sponsored by.
Sponsor, We the Patriots podcast.
We're looking for a sponsor. So
sponsored by Karate Customs.
If an adult beverage company would like to sponsor the We the Patriots podcast, we are more than open to doing business with us. Please DM us on Instagram, leave us a comment on YouTube, find us anywhere on any social. We'll be willing to work with you.
But
absolutely.
I guess the best way that I could really like speak about how they were different from the others. So a lot of the other drill instructors, I feel like one of the big things is they really don't let you eat down there. Eating and sleeping is to a certain degree. So
in a way, they're also just kind of trying to train you for the worst of the worst.
That's exactly what it is.
You're not allowed to talk, right, when you eat?
No. I mean, you're not allowed to talk. Everything.
Explain this, because this was really interesting.
So what boot camp pretty much is you're taking people from all over the world, and I didn't even know this until I got down there. You don't have to be an American citizen to serve in our armed forces.
Interesting.
I did not know that, and I was shocked. They were recruiting people out of Jamaica
to come. Shit.
Yeah. Wow. So there was one kid in my platoon who was not an American citizen, from Jamaica, spoke broken English.
Well, I guess he was a beast, though.
No.
Nah?
He was a good dude. He was a good guy. He was not a beast, though. There was another kid.
I feel like some of them got to be, like, tanks, and some of them just got to be, like, the ones trying to get out of a bad situation.
So, you've got people from all different types of life.
Sure.
I mean, it's really the definition of a melting pot.
Wow.
So, I mean, you had people like me who wanted to be there. There was guys who were gung-ho about it, and those are pretty much like your infantry dudes. So there was me. There was a whole bunch of other guys who I enlisted into the infantry with. And pretty much those are all the guys I went through ITB with. So that was my second 3 months in the Marine Corps, and I'll circle around to that later. But then you get other people who were like lied to and signed contracts that the Marine Corps needed to be filled, and they were told one thing, and that's not the reality of the job.
Yeah, and that attitude kind of drags you.
That demoralizes you more than anything, I'm sure.
Yeah, you could see.
It demoralizes the platoon as well. Yeah. Like, everybody around you gets affected.
Yeah, when you get into when you get into like the meat of it in probably more like the fleet. But like in boot camp, that stuff, you're not even thinking about like what your job is at that point. So pretty much
you don't even know.
You're just trying to make it through.
Yeah, exactly. Right. At boot camp, for I'd say the individual, is just making it through and getting off the island. So boot camp is you're trying to earn that title, United States Marine. For the drill instructors, boot camp
like
is.
And it's like liberal arts. And then you fucking go into it. That's what they want you to do. Well, it's not even what they want you to do. It's what you have to do to get in, I feel like. You don't really have a choice.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, at least, like a lot of people, it's one, you don't have a choice. You got to make it through to do the job. But making it through is when you transfer from being a civilian, not just to a military personnel, but that's... I'll put it this way. One of the statements that I've seen that recruiters use is you join the other branches. You become a Marine. So that's a big difference. Like, I am a United States Marine.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
You don't...
They try to make it a personality trait instead of something that you do.
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah, no,
and
it's
a big catch, and that's how they get a lot of people, and it works.
Yeah. It
works.
Because it's one of those things where it's like... When people say, oh, this is what I do, not who I am, well, with the Marine Corps,
you
make it sound like, no, this is who I am, and this is what I do.
Yeah, right. It's that vice versa, or it's that flip-flop. But, yeah, like well, I was going to say, like you don't join the Air Force to be an airman. You don't go into the Navy to be a seaman. You join the Marine Corps to become a Marine.
Right.
And that's a big selling point for a lot of people.
True.
It was definitely one for me. Yeah, probably right along with my father being a Marine.
I was
going to
say,
well.
I'm sure with your dad being a Marine, that's...
Because
like,
if he wasn't, odds are I probably would have stuck out with ROTC.
I was going to say ROTC or just gone infantry, just regular Army.
Yeah. But no, dropped out.
Just a big fucking congratulations for that, though. Because Jesus Christ, what you got to be to meet the standards of a Marine man.
Not just that, but I graduated top of my class.
Right.
So out of 600 kids in my entire company, I graduated number one, and I got a meritorious promotion out of boot camp. So pretty much you contract, the most you can contract to is an E2, and I graduated as an E3, which is... I got into an argument on the drill deck. 2 days before graduation, they were reading our names and they read me off as Private First Class Kawadi. And I'm like, no, sir, that needs to be changed. And he's like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, the gentleman was a staff sergeant. Like, staff sergeant, I'm graduating as a Lance Corporal. And he's like, no, you're not. So I had, and this is another reason why my drill instructors were better than fucking anyone else. They had our backs. Like, everyone in the platoon, right. For the majority of us, there were some kids who were just shit bags. And there's some funny stories with that, but
maybe we can get into
something. Yeah, we could definitely dip into that stuff. But no, like, my drill instructor, my senior drill instructor, he was a gunnery sergeant. Phenomenal. He was like the definition. What you picture a Marine, that he was him.
Right.
Jacked, massive dude. Yeah. He would not be fucked with on any account. And he pretty much, like, we were his Marines, and he made that known to everyone. One of the other things that I talked about with, like, food, like, they rush you. They make you eat, like, stupid fast. It's ridiculous.
What happened, though, with that argument? Whatever happened with that?
No, my senior drill instructor walked in, told the staff sergeant pretty much to fuck off. My name was changed from Private First Class Kawadi to Lance Corporal Kawadi.
I love it.
They ended up taking my dress blues off base so I could graduate with my chevron, with my cross rifles. So, like, one stripe up is Private First Class. Stripe up and cross rifles is Lance Corporal.
Right.
So I was really happy to be the only person in the entire company to graduate with that.
Now, did you need to graduate as first of your class in order
to get that? Yeah, that is the only way to graduate as a Lance Corporal from boot camp is to be a contracted PFC and graduate number one in the entire company.
So you have to be the number one. Okay.
Have to be.
Damn. Well, that's
very impressive.
But that just goes to show, you never told me that. That's how humble you are. But that tells me, like, you really are the Marine standard, man. And just congrats, but also, like, I'm so fucking proud to know that you were one of my friends growing up, and you became that.
No, I appreciate it.
If you're good, I think we should take a little break.
Like an onion layer. So I need to draw every single fucking frame.
Yep.
So I did like one like half second animation, and it took me like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But After Effects is when I want to break into for 2D at least, because I've studied. So when I was at Rochester, I studied with I was a 3D animation major. So I was working with a program called Maya, where you're creating 3D like sculptures and then doing the rigging and the modeling and stuff like that. But right now I don't have those programs. I'm going to, because I think they're teaching something. When I go down to SCAD in Georgia, I think they're teaching on a different program. They're using like Unreal Engine, I think, and Houdini. So Unreal Engine is what all fucking games are made in now. Unreal Engine 5, that's what they're teaching. So, and the one thing why I was sold on SCAD versus a lot of the other schools was they update all their equipment, brand new shit, every 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's that. They've got something called I forget what it's called. XD filming or something, but there's like only two schools in the United States that have it, and only like major motion companies are using it. So what that is, it's pretty much like a screen, and you're combining animation and live action into one. So you'll have the actors in the set, and instead of them working behind a green screen and doing all of like the animation after, where you like film it. It's all done together, and you can animate the background in live time.
Okay.
So apparently that's now what a lot of TV and movie studios are moving towards, that type of filming. SCAD, I think, besides some college in California, is the only other school that has that technology. And honestly, now I'm really just looking forward to it. So I've been doing all my airbrush stuff. We spoke about that on the last podcast I was on.
We're running, by the way. We're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we aren't?
We are.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, the phone's running too.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But yeah, so I've been doing the airbrush stuff. Being back at school, because I'm graduating this semester, and if I didn't overload my schedule, I wouldn't. So I'm taking 21 credits this semester. I'm in class from 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Right.
So I don't have time to do the airbrushing like I'd like to. So I broke into making shirts and stuff. So with my cliff jumping that we talked about on the last podcast as well, I started doing some designs. Me and my good friends that I've been jumping for the past 3 years with now, we branded ourselves Beast Coast Cliff Jumping. Check it out.
For sure.
So we've got Absolutely. Got four designs for Beast Coast. I'm about to launch some Kawadi Customs merch within the next week or so.
Very nice.
I want to do another four designs there, so I'll have my branded logo. And then I've got another two or three designs that I'm still in the process of finishing up with that. So I'm doing that for side money, trying to break out and do some other stuff. So when We the Patriots launches their own store, yours truly will have done those designs.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that launching, rep Absolutely. Some We the Patriots stuff, some publicity in the streets. And now I'm really, from where I was in Rochester 5 years ago, I'm going back to school for pretty much the same thing, but I'm excited for it now.
Right, but you're yeah. actually...
That's
you're
a
actually,
huge difference.
So I itched all the other shit I had to. The military was, it was something I needed to do.
Right.
I'm in it now. I'm going to finish out this contract. I'm going to do my time, but... Scratching that itch, I've pretty much come full circle around to what I was originally going to school for, and now I'm excited, so I'm looking forward to it now, which is the big difference.
That's huge. That's so. Huge, yeah, because you're actually going to want to be there. It's a big, it's a huge, huge game changer, yeah, because you were basically dragged out to Rochester.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I wasn't a big fan going there, but I did it. Now I want to. So with welding... The thing that I've been split on for the past few months is, and I'm sure pretty much everyone in the world has come across this path, is do I either follow the money and not really enjoy it, or do I try and follow what I enjoy?
Right.
And I know, I mean, just how I grew up, if I don't like something, it will be brutal for me to do it, or odds are I just won't.
Right.
A lot of creative minds are like that, because I'm also very creative, and you just described me to a T as well. Yep.
So I myself, to
I highly resonate with that.
I agree almost completely, right?
So I'll have the associates. So worst case scenario, if something ever happened,
you can make money.
One, I could fall back to it. Odds are I would just go back and finish the bachelor's in it. And there's money there, but I'm going. I'm sitting in my classes, and I'm just sitting in them. I'm not interested. I don't find the information intriguing. And honestly, I'm just trying to think about what my next design is, what my next airbrush thing is, and that's where my brain has been for the past few years. So pretty much, when I realized that, and that's all I was thinking about again, I'm like, I told my parents like. So when I came back to school last semester in the fall, how's classes going? I'm like, they're fine, but I got to go back to my original path. So it's really come full circle, but I'm excited. I'll pick up that in the fall of 2023. And then hopefully my game plan is Punisher should hopefully be rebooted by then. So if I could get my ass on a project like that, that would be pretty badass.
Right. That would be pretty cool.
That's my game plan.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you have anything you want to talk about, bro?
You did the intro today, man.
I did do the intro today. That's right.
What do you want
to
talk
about? I mean, that's my contribution to the show thus far. But
I mean, we've never met before. But
we haven't.
Just talking before the podcast.
Yeah,
travel a lot.
Talking off the record, I do a lot of travel, and I have my own YouTube channel for that. Sort of. It's catered to traveling. Not really. It's like half and half that, half and half history about, you know, the United States. But yeah, I've done a lot of traveling last year. I've been to Nevada twice, California, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, a lot of Pennsylvania, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia. Yeah, I've been around last year. It was great.
When you travel,
the years before,
are you flying and doing like hotels and stuff?
So it depends. A lot of times, like if I'm with my family, we usually tend to drive. We like to do road trips. But
there's a good old like inside joke. There's the Grasso bus.
I can't believe you still remember that. Do you remember that
from
you
know where? Inside joke.
Oh my god, that was embarrassing as fuck. But
or say you know where.
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you off the record. But no, that was hilarious. But yeah, I mean, we've done road trips to, like, halfway across the country to Oklahoma. We've driven to Florida. Recently, though, it's been a lot of flying. Like, I flew out to Reno, Nevada in September. Flew out to Las Vegas in December. Flew to San Francisco in September. Flew to Phoenix in December. Flew to Florida in December as well. So it's been a busy couple of months for me. And it's been a lot of fun. I love it. I love every second of it. Every
traveling's
second of
amazing.
It.
I mean, you did a whole
fucking slew of it. Yeah, I talked a lot
across
about
the,
it.
On, state.
Yeah, I mean, I should probably have my dad back on here now that we got cameras set up. But I talked a lot about it on our show.
The national parks.
Yeah, so, but I did two trips. So I did both driving. One was kind of more the northern part, going out west, and then I did more straight across and then came back south. So, like, the only thing I really haven't seen is, like, Florida, what's around there, and then...
You've never been to Florida?
No, but the national parks there. I've been to Florida.
So, like, Everglades?
Right. So I haven't been to the Everglades and whatnot, but I've... And the only other one on the kind of down there is the Congaree. I haven't been able to get to. Just keep missing it, basically. I've obviously seen it.
Mm.
But, yeah, basically everything that's not those... The California and the total northwestern part, I've seen. Which is,
so you did like Yellowstone, Yosemite.
No, I haven't gotten to see those yet.
No.
So like getting up towards that corner.
Okay, so that's what you haven't done.
So
okay.
Like I haven't gotten to that because I know that's going to be like a few trips in of itself, especially California.
Well, like you want Yosemite to be its own trip.
Its own trip, and Zion I want it to be. Not Zion. Necessarily its own trip, but I want to be
like,
there for a few days.
I would even say like a week just
like
to stay there.
Zion's the one that I've always wanted to go to. So like that one I actually might make a trip
like
just because of Zion.
Redwood and Zion too, though, are like I
right in Glacier
and Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree is the one I went to. That's in California. That's the desert. That fucking sucked.
Yeah. Joshua Tree is not that. Not like I wouldn't make a trip for that. But Glacier, I definitely want to go out to.
Glacier.
I want to go to Yosemite,
Crater Lake too,
and Yellowstone.
Yep.
Joshua Tree is where I did my deployment prep.
Nice.
Oh, really?
So you just have a negative connotation because of that.
It was 130 degrees, full flak, running up and down ranges.
Yep.
No.
Why did I join the military?
I did not get to experience it.
Why did I join the military?
Yeah.
But hey, when I was in Reno, I saw a lot of beautiful Joshua trees and a lot of beautiful redwoods as well.
Yeah.
I got my pictures with them.
Kevin's just like, that fucking place. That's so funny. But I mean, have you been to many national parks or any?
So I don't think I've been to any. I drove when I went to Colorado. I drove. This was now national parks you're allowed into for free with a military ID and veteran status.
Yes,
so
yes, you are.
So now I can go. But the only national park I ever passed was I was in Colorado for Cliff Cruise, which is a giant cliff jumping event where people all over the world come to. And it was in Colorado. We went from the bottom of the state to the top of the state, and I drove past the Great Sand Dunes National Park.
Colorado.
You drove by it?
I drove by it. I think...
It's beautiful.
That's when you originally reached out to me. We had like a little gap for a few years, but you reached out to me and said you you commented on my story on Snapchat.
Yes, I did.
And I think that's when we reconnected. Yes, but
what did you say? What was the post that you were at?
Joshua Tree?
No, the one that you drove by.
Oh, Great Sand Dunes? That's your picture?
Well, actually, I'm not sure if that is, because that might be White Sands. Because Great Sand Dunes was in Colorado.
Yeah.
White Sands is White Sands.
I went to
is
that
Mexico.
One, too. I got to go see if I have pictures of that.
Yeah, so I didn't know it was there.
Sure.
And I was shocked. I was seeing signs for, like, Great Sand Dunes X miles away. And I was going right past it. I think I was heading up to Denver. And I drove past it, and I'm looking, and I see, like, the Rockies, and I just see fucking sand. And I'm like, no fucking way.
It's really weird, isn't it?
Like, it's a mind fuck. I was shocked, and crazy. I drove up. I wanted to go in and see, and I drove up to the gate, and they're like $30. I'm like,
what?
No. So I took a handful of pictures from the gate, turned around and left, and kept going on my trip.
I'm looking for, I don't know if I took any pictures at Great Sand.
Actually, I should have some saved.
Yeah, so like I'm in the Rockies at this point. I'm for sure in the Rockies.
How do you got your pictures on there already? iCloud?
iCloud. How impressive is that?
That is very impressive.
So I can go through all of these. Yeah, I don't think I took any pictures there, man. That stinks. I'm kind of upset at myself now because I don't...
That's the one thing I always feel like. You get sucked into the moment and you don't take any pictures.
Lorenzo has pictures from everywhere.
That's not me. I take pictures constantly.
Well, that's what I started doing.
I was letting Lorenzo take a lot of these pictures, though, because he had the drone. So...
Oh, you got a drone. That's good.
I think that's... It was originally... A drone was originally supposed to be my next investment instead of a laptop, but...
They're not that expensive to get a decent one, though. That's the thing.
I know which one I'm getting. It's going to be like seven.
The one that... The upgraded one that I have, right? You're going to get the Mini 3.
Mini 3 Pro. Mini 3 Pro is one.
What do you got?
Great sounds.
Yes, that's so interesting. It's so interesting. It takes so long to get in there, though.
It's crazy.
So long to get in there. So, like, we committed, like, no time to it. And then we realized how long it takes to get up in there. Yeah. And we were like, fuck,
dude,
this, turned around and got out.
I don't care what anybody fucking says. America is the most beautiful, diverse country in the world.
There's a crazy amount of diversity. I mean, if you think about, like, Florida to, like, where we are, to, like, Acadia to the West Coast.
Florida to Maine to Ohio
to Acadia
Texas.
Acadia to Maine.
To, yeah. To, that's right. To
Texas.
Oklahoma to North Dakota to even just
Mexico.
Even
I mean,
just
look at California alone.
California alone.
Desert all the way to, like, Washington.
Or, like, the geography and topography in Colorado alone between sand dunes,
look at
the Sahara.
Look at when you exit there, you're going out Route 80 and it just gets fucking flat.
I mean, that's North Park. Yeah, Kansas.
You go right into Kansas and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, but Colorado, you got like great rolling plains like Kansas. You got the Rocky Mountains. You got sand dunes like you're at the damn beach. But in like another one that people don't really talk about at all is Oklahoma. Everyone thinks that Oklahoma is just strictly prairie and plains. That is not true at all. There are alligators in southeast Oklahoma.
Correct.
It's swampy. If you go a little,
gets close to
Texas,
Oklahoma,
Arkansas,
like
Louisiana.
Yeah.
You go north of there, eastern Oklahoma. It's very hilly and tree-like. Then you start moving west, and it gets like deserty. Like you see a lot of red dirt, red rocks.
Yeah. That's where you're pushing close to, like, New Mexico.
And then, and then it'll be, like, grasslands. And you go even further west from there, and it's just, like, barren.
Up in, like, the panhandle?
Up in the panhandle of Oklahoma, like, Guymon, Oklahoma, Woodward, Oklahoma. It's, like, deserty. You'll literally see tumbleweeds there. And then you go, like, southwestern Oklahoma. There's actually a mountain range that runs through there, too.
Jeez.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely beautiful.
The
Wichita Mountains.
Cliff jumping is what got me hooked on traveling, and like I was always into it, but the road trips, that's what's got me hooked, because you said
we'll fucking go on one with you.
Dude, road trips, to me,
is my favorite fucking thing to do, without a fucking doubt.
He probably moves a little too quickly for me on road trips. I like to take
my
sweet old time.
That wasn't my fault. That was mostly Lorenzo's fault.
That's probably true.
Because when I went with my dad, we did take it much more slow. We didn't. The only one we really rushed through was Big Bend, and that was only because we actually had to.
You went
get
to
back
Big
home.
Bend?
Yeah.
When?
We were going to camp there.
You were that far south?
I camped in Carlsbad.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I saw.
Wait, was that when I was living in Oklahoma?
Correct.
So you were. Fuck you. You should have just came and saw me.
I didn't have time. That was the problem. Yeah, like, once I hit Big Bend, it was like, we need to leave and go home.
Yeah.
Like, because we were getting back. We missed, like, snowstorms. It was getting fucked.
Well, see, like,
this
for me.
Last year's winter.
See, like, for me, when we're on a road trip, it's like, there's no going home. It's like, yeah, it's like, I mean, we just keep going. It's like, oh, that looks cool.
That's
here,
the way
that
I
cool
wanted
here
to be, especially with Lorenzo's trip. And I don't blame Lorenzo or necessarily myself for wanting to go back. Like, we hadn't seen our girlfriends at the time for weeks. Like, they were going to school soon. True. So, like,
and it doesn't matter to me personally.
No, but you're 2 weeks into a trip already, and it's like, and it's like, well, you know, Lorenzo's technically only 18. It was what it was. Yeah. And I can't blame the kid for not wanting to be in the car with me any longer. You know what I mean? Like, at a point, you're in 2 weeks in the car alone with another person. Not like we had a third.
Yeah, that's true. I travel alone.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was going to say, me too. Family. Yeah. Right. Well, and I like traveling alone too.
And if I went alone, I would be perfectly fine.
I would stay out for a month at a time.
I set up a bed in the back of my Volkswagen Jetta.
Big Volkswagen Passat for me, boy. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. If I had
a 4Runner is the goal one day. Toyota 4Runner.
Yeah. That would be that. I've seen so with the cliff jumping I've done, I've seen a lot of crazy. A lot of people go full gung ho into the van life.
Yep.
And
oh, you were telling me about that. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So I mean, so I've seen people take like Toyota 4Runners, take out the back seats.
Yep.
So it's just the two front seats.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, not even so it's flat. They built in an elevated bed.
Like a bed.
Really?
You can just literally live like sleep
out. There was a couple living out of their car. I got a few friends who do this now. Set up. They built. Well, this one couple in particular built like a wooden frame, a wooden bed frame that fit in their car, like fit the exact contours of their car to maximize space. Had all their just a whole bunch of like a whole draw set up. So they had like clean clothes, dirty clothes, and then all their food and cooking equipment in the back of their car. So there's one girl who I met this summer when I drove down to Texas. Living full time for the past, I think, 2 or 3 years with her dog out of her van.
That's
traveling not the country, the continent. She's in Mexico right now, planning a trip to drive from Mexico through like California, Oregon, Washington, up into Canada. And I think she's going all the way to Alaska. There's a few other good people who I've met who they have like a small side career converting buses into full living
school
vehicles.
School buses.
Oh, they've got like
so cool.
Ones, and then they've got full size school buses.
They got the retard buses.
They got the little tart carts. They've got the full.
Hey, when you think about it though, that's convenient. They have another door, and you can like be lifted up too.
Back in. Oh,
nice.
My beer.
There goes
spills
the beer.
Paper towel will be gotten when I finish this.
You should let Teddy back in.
I think I need another beer.
He loves beer.
Tart.
He actually loves beer.
Tart cart.
So, do you need another beer, bro?
Yeah, I'll take another one.
I have an opener up here somewhere if you need it.
I think the Budweiser's got a twist.
There you go. I'm gonna get this, dude. Your cliff jumping though, it fucking amazes me the scope that it has when looking at some of the other people, like the creators.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Some of those guys are just on a whole nother level. The way they move their body in the air, it's
crazy. Like for me, like I know I could do it. I'm really athletic, but it's just a mental.
It's a mind game.
It's a mental thing, dude.
I mean, there's tricks I know I can do that I've done hundreds of times. I'll still get on the edge of a cliff and my heart is just racing.
How could it not?
Yeah, because every time is different. You never know.
Yeah, the adrenaline is unreal. But this is the first season that I've actually been able to, first winter I've been able to get back into snowboarding. So
even though there's no fucking snow?
I, you have no idea. So 2 winters ago when we
got... I do have an idea. I don't get paid.
No, I know that, but... I mean, 2 winters ago, I tore my shoulder.
Sure.
And that ended my season.
Winters?
Yeah, so not last winter, the winter before.
You fucking cliff jump in the winter?
I'm going on Sunday. And
he's talking about snowboarding.
No. I cliff jump year round. Wait, I'll show you.
No, but you're talking about your injury when you snowboard.
I'm talking about snowboarding, but I cliff jump year round.
Yes.
I'll show you this.
Look at his getup when he's going into an ice cold pond.
Huh?
It was ridiculous.
You got like a dry suit or some shit?
Yeah, wetsuit. In the snow.
That's sick as fuck.
How ridiculous is this motherfucker?
I go year round.
In the snow. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's such sick footage.
I'll send you the video.
That is sick footage.
But yeah, that's the GoPro. I put that thing in my mouth.
That's a sick edit too.
Mm-hmm.
And you even have it in your mouth too. So when
I got the float case, the big orange float case.
So if it gets ripped out, just in case.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that shit will just float.
Yeah, yeah. But still, dude, like.
Yeah.
You got a dry suit or a wetsuit on, but
yeah,
like,
I got the wetsuit.
Your face
on.
Still feels it. So oh. Like,
I took two jumps that day back to back. I'll jump year round, but I won't do it for long.
Yeah, not for long.
I won't and do
not,
it
not
long.
As long as the summertime.
Oh no, summertime.
You'll stay
where,
there
where
all
we
day.
Go all day. I mean, yeah. We do full trips.
I mean, tell them about your trip because this shit was some of the coolest.
Which
shit.
One?
Well, you went to another one, right? So tell them about.
So
Texas.
I've done.
Tell me about Texas. I didn't get to hear too much.
Yeah.
About.
So
I really. Speaking of the witch, I really want to go to Big Bend. That shit seems.
Where's Big Bend?
Oh, now that I told you, you went.
No, no.
That I went.
Well, no. Like I've always wanted. It's always intrigued me because.
Yeah, but I'm sure I just lit your fire.
Yeah.
I
because.
Got first.
What's Big Bend?
So it's literally right. On Mexico.
On the Rio Grande?
I mean to the point where...
Oh. So you know the Big Bend in Texas's southern border?
Oh,
Big Bend.
Okay.
Big Bend. And
well, the Big
I'm
Bend in Rio
Big
Grande.
Big Bend, and I'm thinking of...
Big Bend.
Fucking
Europe.
The tower. Big Bend. Yeah.
Bend.
And there is literally a fucking immigration station right outside of the fucking park. Right there. If the most stern state trooper comes up to us, he goes... What you gentlemen doing? We're like, going to the park.
He's like, have a great day.
He was so pumped. He's like, have a great day. Next one, stalled to the side.
No way. we're going to have you come over here. Yeah,
literally. So it was like, he went from being the coolest motherfucker in the world to us to obviously whatever was going on there, or if it was a random check. But
I don't know what I do
it
here.
Genuinely looked like, it looked like someone's going
to. Yeah. No, but like what I like about that area too is like it's very deserty, and there's a town out there called Marfa, Texas, and there's like a legend about the Marfa, Texas lights. It's like some supernatural phenomenon where like out in the, and no one has ever been able to explain or find out what the cause of them is. People think it's UFOs, spirits, Native American spirits or whatever, but it's really interesting. I've watched documentaries on it. Like, I've known about it since I was little, and I've always wanted to go to Marfa, Texas to see the lights. Right? Yeah. Like, out in the distance on these ranches, you just see these, like, lights, and they're like orbs, basically, just, like, rise up from the horizon in the distance and, like, move in all crazy directions and then just disappear out of nowhere. So it's kind of become, like, lore over there in Marfa, and it's Marfa's become really kind of, like, a very little mini Austin. It's just very like hippie, and it's like a like an art center, like in the middle of the Texas desert. So it seems really cool, like a really cool cultural place to go to, and maybe you catch some lights there. So I've always wanted to go, and it's like in the vicinity of Big Bend. So it's like if you're at Big Bend,
I should have fucking went.
You might as well go to Marfa. Yeah, exactly. It's like if you're going anywhere near Roswell, you got to go to Roswell,
right?
New Mexico.
No, you know what I need to go back to Texas for though, because I've never been to El Paso.
Dude, I want to go to El Paso so bad. I don't know what it is, but I just want to go to El Paso.
Well, my cousin told me it's fucking weird. Like, it really is
like,
fucking weird.
It seems like a really nice city. Like, it seems like the people are absolutely great in El Paso.
It's not a city, though. It's like a town.
It's a town.
Like, it is a city.
It's not like a city feel. It's not like a city feel. And that's that's exactly my point, is that, like, I was going to say, like, I've heard the people there are absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
Great people in El Paso. Mm-hmm.
But strange.
And it's a city, but it seems very strange.
No, the people are strange as well.
No, it, just in general. Like, it very well just seems very strange.
If you live in a haunted town, you have a jury look at you.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the El Paso people.
That's what it seems like.
According
to
my cousin, the El Paso people have like a way about them that you just kind of enter the town.
Well, I have a comment about that too. But like, have you ever heard of the song like by Marty Robbins, El Paso?
Right.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Right? Hell yeah.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Not going to sing.
But El Paso is right on the border of New Mexico. And it's funny you say that about strange people and like strange sightings and just a weird, odd feeling.
Fucking weird are people from New Mexico?
They're not even people, just
fucking weird.
New Mexico is the
strangest. Walter White's from New Mexico.
No. So
New Mexico is the strangest state I've ever been to.
When he was sent me
beautiful
on that,
state.
When you sent me on that Route 66 route,
it was strange.
Understatement.
Route 66 understatement. In New Mexico is all like borderline creepy.
I'll pull up some shit for you.
I want to see these pictures. Well,
like there's
up my.
Or if you go to YouTube and you search abandoned gas station, there's actually a.
No, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm getting my pictures from there, from the post.
Yeah. But if there's a. There's a video I came across on YouTube. If you just type in abandoned gas station, it's by a channel called Forgotten USA. And
yeah, your fucking channel, you jerk off. Fucking promote yourself.
It's,
promote yourself, everybody.
It's literally
this guy. Fuck this
It's literally
guy.
Right on guy. Route 66. And there's
Forgotten
it was just,
USA by Andrew Grasso. He won't admit it, but he makes one of the most interesting fucking channels known to men if you want to get into, what would you say? Just some exploring of America?
American history, American culture, exploring the country, basically.
Yeah.
Forgotten places, abandoned places, and the history behind them, essentially, is what it is.
Absolutely.
Abandoned places.
I don't know why
I've always
you
found
wanna,
interesting.
That's basically what my channel is based on.
But that is literally his channel is one of the coolest things. So if you scroll to the right on this, you'll see some abandoned trade posts. So that was at, was the
is that Twin Arrows?
Was the Twin Arrows in Forrest Gump?
Yeah, that's Twin Arrows. That was in Forrest Gump.
I will clip some of these pictures that I took, as well as some of Andrew's pictures and videos that he took.
So the Twin Arrows Trading Post.
Please explain this. It's amazing.
Yeah. So the Twin Arrows Trading Post.
These Twin Arrows.
Yeah, that's
those
it.
Are them.
And it's very sad because one of those arrows now is actually fallen down. It's very sad.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's sad. But
one of the ones that took a picture.
Yeah. One of them. Well, they
really?
One of them
since
fell
when?
Down since like within the past year.
It had to because I went there. Yeah. I went there in the spring of winter of last year.
Yeah. No, it's really sad.
Oh fuck.
It's sad. There's been a lot of.
They're gonna restore.
There's been a lot of efforts to try and restore, but it just hasn't worked as of
yet. You want
to
go do it?
I'd love to.
Seriously,
can
you in?
I'm down.
But the Twin Arrows Trading Post.
Well, you need to look at some of the pictures around that because there's different places that are 10 minutes away from that, or 15 or 20 minutes away from that.
Which I will get to because I have it all in my head.
Because you told me where to go.
I told Sal exactly where to go.
So go backwards a little bit.
So. The Twin Arrows Trading Post. Motherfucker, cut that out. So the Twin Arrows Trading Post is right.
I'm not cutting that out. Are you kidding me? We're all allowed to make mistakes here. You're on three beers? You're on three beers.
I am actually. I gotta open it.
So
the Twin Arrows Trading Post is right along, what is it, I-40 in Arizona or I-44?
What's the new one?
I think it's I-40.
I think it's 40.
Yeah.
I think that's
so correct. Right along I-40 in right near Canyon Diablo, Arizona.
Correct.
And it was actually one of the filming locations in the movie Forrest Gump. Everybody knows Forrest Gump. Everybody's seen Forrest Gump.
Nope.
So everybody except this guy. So if
you've never seen Forrest Gump?
I've seen clips of it. I've never said that.
So then you've probably seen the clip where Twin Arrows Trading Post is in it. If you remember
it's the running away scene.
If you remember the running scene.
I've seen the boot camp scene, that's it.
Oh really? Okay.
So most normal people, if you've seen the running scene in Forrest Gump. And they're running across the country, right? There's a shot of them on a two-lane road with mountains in the background. And that two-lane road is actually Route 66. So they're running along Route 66, and they're running right past the Twin Arrows Trading Post.
Yep.
And you can see in the actual movie, awesome. Forrest Gump, the two arrows sticking up and the building to the left of the shot. As they're running from the, and it's like a drone shot from above. So you can see the two arrows and you can see the trading post in it as well. And at that time, it was still open, it was still operational, and it was nowhere near in the state of disrepair it is today. So it's quite sad to see.
Andrew, I want you to actually look at what I have on the page there and then scroll to the right a little bit.
So
tell
then
me about how bad my photography is, but also I wasn't into it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll give you some lessons. So, if you and this is one of my favorite places in the whole country too, just because of how much stuff there is congested in this one little, like, 20-mile radius, right, area of Arizona, right? You have the Twin Arrows Trading Post. You go literally, like, 2 miles down the highway, and you take the exit, and you're in a place called, well, it's still technically Canyon Diablo, but it's a ghost town, right?
It's literally called Ghost Town.
It's not Canyon, sorry. It's called Two Guns, Arizona.
Two Guns, Arizona. That's the little Alamo thing you were looking at the end?
Yep.
The last picture you showed me.
Like the broken down? So I was actually going to say, going back to the abandoned places, a lot of that stuff I explored through Colorado, but go on.
Sweet. Yeah. Dude, I've never been to Colorado yet, so I can't
wait. You haven't been there?
Can't wait to get there.
Nope. Dude, you're going to love it.
The whole state's wild.
Have you been to the Rockies?
So we drove.
Sorry to fuck them.
I mean, that's what fucking podcast is. Just go.
Yeah, look at my pictures while we talk.
You're bubbling.
So you drove. Pictures of all this shit.
You're bubbling.
Oh, shit.
That's fine.
So
you drove past the Rockies.
I went to the gate and they asked me $30 to.
Oh, okay. So then I went north.
I went into Denver to my father actually started a Harley Davidson collection of t-shirts back when he got his first Sportster. So when I got my first Sportster, right. I've been continuing the tradition that he put me on. So I went up to Denver to get my my t-shirts from that trip. So
that's a little throwback to our first episode.
Yeah, good throwback.
See who fucking listened.
Yeah.
I love all you motherfuckers, by the way. So you drove right past the Rockies.
Yeah, so we kind of drove through the Rockies up to King Solomon's Falls.
Did you drive out to Kansas or were you driving up north? What route were you taking?
When I drove, I started in West Virginia for a small clip jumping trip with my buddies, and then we went into like
the River Gorge or no?
Yes, we did.
So if you were
Somersville Lake,
I was just gonna say did you go to Somersville Lake?
It's the annual trip.
That's great, dude. I've never clip jumped there. I want to go so badly.
You got it.
You can take me. I'll buy into it if you take me.
Yeah. Maybe they've got everything from 5 feet to 80 to 100 foot bridges.
At this point, what the fuck? Yeah. 22 feet or 25 feet or 30 feet, whatever.
It's 30.
So I'm not a bitch, but I'm kind of a bitch. So is what
dude,
it is.
Somersville Lake.
No, I'm not a bitch. 30 feet's not soft. 30 feet's but like decent. when you're talking about the stuff that you've done, it's like I can't handle this workload that you have. I can't do
it. No, but I mean, there's guys who come who just hang out with us. There's guys who throw like small stuff, and then you've got the kids who are just out of their mind and just huckle wild.
Is there any
KU?
Is there any,
I'd say I'm a step below.
Is
that,
there any judgment though for kids who like don't want to?
No, everyone's been at that starting level.
That's good. And I heard that. Yeah. I just want to make sure, like, there's really no like shit talking behind people's back, like.
Not at all.
Well, I'm sure there is some, but realistically, how far can it go? Like, you're trying to help people. Like, you're trying to get
everyone's been in your shoes. Yeah,
exactly.
Everyone has.
Like, oh, did you see that stupid fucking jump Johnny had today? I'm sure that happens. But at the end of the day, you're having fun with it.
Yeah,
if a kid gets hurt, then it's like you're not laughing about it.
No. Correct. Yeah, correct. You're trying to do everything in your power, probably.
Yeah, sure everything is. It's all a. Everyone there is there for the same reason, and that was like the main topic of the last podcast.
Correct.
We're all there for the same reason, doing the same thing, and no, there's no judgment or anything that goes around.
But we just got to get. We already know, but we need to get Andrew hooked on the Beast Coast because.
Yeah.
I know he's gonna love your channel.
No, follow the page. It's
absolutely.
And I know that you would love to Forgotten USA.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check out some of those videos because that's a lot of the shit.
You'll like more, or not maybe more, but just as much is Urbex Explorers. So this is something that he kind of combines with some of his friends. Mm-hmm. Urbex New Jersey is it Urbex?
NJ Urbex, yeah.
NJ Urbex.
We haven't touched that in a while. It's mainly just Forgotten USA now.
Yeah. Okay. So, but at the
I still
end
do the
day,
Urbex stuff on there because it falls into like the category of things that Urbex? Are forgotten in the USA, urban exploration, which is abandoned exploration.
Right. Okay. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of good content on that channel.
Yeah.
Which is why I say like you should go and check that out because. Like this motherfucker's a beast too. In the same way you're a beast. I think I'm a beast too in a different way, but you know what I mean? Like the way that you handle your shit, this guy's on his shit with that, and he never promotes it. I hope that everybody actually takes me at my word when I'm saying, like, I wish that I could create content at the level that this guy does with his channels, because it's fucking impressive. And I think you would really enjoy it.
Just from that one video you had pulled up on Lake Tahoe, that shit looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was a fun video. But that was just one video, you know?
And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm self-conscious about that shit. I try to keep it separate from all the other things
I do. But there's no point. There's no point. I'm at this point now where it's like, because I've never promoted my show on Diamond Talk. I've never really promoted my show much on Danny's show. And, like, what's the point?
If they want you there,
right? And but same, like, the same I say to you guys, because I love your content so much, Kev, yeah, that, like, especially, like, the shirt you just fucking brought me to. You know how fucking hyped I am about that shirt?
That was a cool one. And I like that design.
And just the fact that, like, you know, you're the guy who's put together, even just parts of this room have been thoughts that came from conversations we've had. You know what I mean? So, like, that really
means if you want something. That artwork and stuff done, that or I could do... Right. I could honestly do a... like digital stuff even, that you could print on a banner. I was going to
say, even just a print or something like that, but in comparison, like, I have this kid over here who does unbelievable fucking work, and honestly, in a way, I'm trying to live up to you guys, because you guys are fucking incredible guys.
No, I mean, that's...
It's insane.
That's the best way to go about life, is you find the people who you relate to, you find the things that you like about them, and actually, circling back to the boot camp thing...
So we'll getting back to that.
Yeah, one of the things that our drill instructors taught us is going into the Marine Corps, because it's that whole melting pot and you've got all different types of people from everywhere. You find the people that have something worth learning from, and they explain people as a toolbox. Everyone's going to have their own toolbox, exactly. And there's certain tools that you're going to use for themselves.
Correct.
So going back to exactly what you were just saying, you find certain things about certain people's things that you can relate to your own life.
Exactly.
And you take that stuff, and however you can implement it to your own life, whether it's a positive way and something you want to do yourself to improve yourself,
or
you see something negative that someone else does that you want to avoid.
That's very true. And that's the thing that, like, huge thing is, like, well... That's the big concept behind, do you know, when you read it or do you watch a video about it and stuff, like, do you actually attain the knowledge? And it's like, I actually find that knowledge so fucking valuable when someone goes out and says, don't do this because this is what happened to me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you're very similar. But when you watch a YouTube video, for me, that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Is the parts where it's like, make sure that you don't do this because I tried this out when I was... And that always hits me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I remember that part.
Because that's not condescending. That's like, this is what worked for me.
Right.
When someone says, this is what you should do, that's when red flags for me
go. It's how you present the information. It's
in the presentation.
If it's, I know everything, exactly. Do this.
But if it's coming from a point of, this is what worked for me, so take it and run with it.
Yeah.
That's how you can gauge an intelligent person, because that's someone telling you, like, listen, I can't speak for anybody else, but this is what specifically worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I went through. This is the challenges I faced. Yep. This is, you know, and you'll probably find, like, generally speaking, when someone kind of goes through that mode of presenting information, they kind of present it as a thing of, like, well, I'm not saying I know better than you, but I tried it for this reason. And if you're experiencing this problem, just try this out. My solution.
Yeah.
It's not so much a, this is what you got to do. It's more like a, I've kind of been through what you're doing. I feel you. I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Either take it or don't. It's what it is. And for me, obviously, and I know you're very similar, I'm going to dive deeper on why what I'm doing isn't working.
Yeah.
But that information of telling me what the right answer is what I'm paying attention to so much more than the, you know, the bulk of the video that's telling me this is how it works, this is how I do it, this is how it works, this is how I do it, this is how it works. And then it gets to that portion where they self-critical.
That self-reflection.
I tried this shit. Yeah, I tried this shit. It didn't really work. Yeah. In the same way that we talked about everything we've ever talked about, really, especially when it comes to business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how many conversations have we had? I'm sure that you felt like, oh, fuck, I learned something. I'm going to go look into this website. Even the last time we were talking, like, I could hear the scythe in your voice. Yep. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. He's got a point. I have my way of doing things, but he's got a point. Let me look into this. And even if it doesn't work for you, you're like,
no, it's just that information to look. Because if it does work, it does. If it doesn't, keep doing it.
I wish I could tell you, though, because we were having this conversation the other day of how, like, every time I hang up the goddamn phone with this guy, I'm thinking for the next 30, 45 hour or until I go to sleep or even maybe until I wake up the next day. I'm just thinking about some because it was a productive conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's how you know it's a productive conversation. Yeah.
But the deeper point that, to my point is those are the people that you want to surround yourself with. Make you really think, evaluate, and try to do better for yourself.
Yes. And question yourself. And it's not always holding hands and singing Kumbaya, everything's great. No. Mm-hmm. Calling
that shit doesn't work.
Calling each other on your shit, being honest, being transparent, and another thought I want to put out there is, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you're the smartest person in a room, you're not getting any better.
Correct. That's absolutely true.
You are not getting any better. If you're constantly, like, everyone's looking up to you, oh, what should I do? This, that, right? Like, and you're finding, like, that you have the answers to everything, to everybody you're around. If
you need to surround yourself.
You need to surround yourself. You need to insert yourself into a different room to elevate yourself to a different level because you will be forced to level up in that context. That's
breaking out of your comfort zone.
It is breaking out of your comfort. Yes. If you're the smartest person in the room, you are complacent. And complacency is
one of the
places where reasons go to die.
Right. Like if you don't realize that you've become that,
it doesn't matter if you realize it or not because whether or not you're complacent, you're comfortable, and people want to be comfortable by nature.
Sure.
When you're complacent, that's where dreams go to die. You're not going to grow. You're not going to get any better. And you're going to be the average of the five people that you spend the most time with, right? So if you hang around with five losers who don't take care of themselves, who smoke, who indulge in video games for 16 hours a day, right? Dorito dust on their chips, right?
Right.
And those are your five friends, and then they go drink all night and wake up and do it all over again. I can guarantee you're going to be the sixth. I can guarantee you.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Well, absolutely. And that's why, to your point, it's important to find friends who compliment you, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's okay to not be good at everything.
Feed off of one.
Exactly.
Another.
If you can be good at, say, one thing, and your really good friend is good at another, say another thing, right? Like, if I'm very creative, Sal's very logical, you're very creative with graphic design, I'm very creative with photography, they all work off of each other, right? And they're all, they all complement each other, basically, right? So, like, where my strengths are, those are your weaknesses. Where your weaknesses are my strengths, so they make up for each other, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how dream teams are built.
Mm-hmm.
That's how shit gets done in a group.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I completely agree.
Boys, we're taking a break.
Yeah, I got
this. Where did we leave off?
I think we were talking about a lot of exploring.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of did end the conversation kind of where we were leaving off, and it was kind of about good friends, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's where we were at, actually.
Yeah, building off of each other.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I love having these conversations, and especially on this show, because I think it's important. Like, I love having conversation. I love bringing on new opinions and whatnot, but up front, foremost in my mind a lot of times is I want to put out a good message for people. If it's their first time ever looking at our show, I gained something valuable. And the conversation that we just had about friendship and about, you know, finding valuable people and making sure you're not kind of sucking down to a bad crowd. Like if you find yourself surrounded by people you feel lesser or maybe you're above them, like change that. And I think that's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, conversations to have on the show because I think it's meaningful. Bless you. I think it could be meaningful for basically everybody. You don't have to be a cliff jumper. You don't have to be baseball coach. You don't have to be a fucking video producer or whatever the fuck, you know, you're an AV tech. You don't have to be anything to understand that surrounding yourself by good people is going to be beneficial to your life.
Yeah,
that's why I love those conversations. It's applicable to everybody.
Exactly.
You know, you could be Bill Gates, but if you're going to surround yourself by pieces of shit, at the end of the day, it's going to come back to you.
It's finding the right ways and the right people to just improve upon yourself.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, man. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, yeah. Everybody, I think that some of the stuff that I want to talk about today is a little bit past the limits of what I think YouTube and just general allowances will let us.
So, unfortunately, we're going to have to place it behind a paywall to continue.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's unfortunately. I mean, this is like kind of Andrew alluded to before. There's a lot of stuff that went into making the production of, you know, today's episode, but all the episodes before that. And with the way that the content's going to tend towards the end of this show, I don't feel comfortable letting this out to the general public. So if you are interested, especially in Kevin's story, but in more so in Andrew or what I have to say, diving a little bit deeper into some of the topics we talked about today, just go give us a look over on our Patreon page. You don't even have to really put in much money at all. $1 a month, $1.50 a month gets you access to our episodes that not everybody can see. Right. So if you're willing to contribute a little bit every month to keeping this show running, which is going to be, you know, not cheap in the future,
we'd really appreciate it. We'd sincerely appreciate it. It's a fantastic value.
But I think for the value you're going to get, especially even with the first two shows, you're going to get something that you will never hear on WTP on YouTube. It's just never going to happen. So
it can't happen.
I hope to see you guys there. If not, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Everybody else, this was Kevin. Kevin, thank you for coming on again, dude.
This was great.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely amazing, man. And obviously, you're going to be a continued guest anytime you want to come on.
Yep, of course.
Let us know, or anytime you got a new product, let us know. We'll be pushing a little bit for you. You know what
Sounds
I mean?
Good.
You've meant a lot for the, you know, the startup of this and just the continuation.
I can't see. Can't wait to see what it becomes.
Me neither, man.
No, I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited for you guys.
This is just the beginning, but thank you all for watching. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace out.
Till the next one.
I'ma make all these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.